Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode is sponsored by NatureBox, where you can order great-tasting, healthy snacks right to your door. Snack smarter in the new year with healthy and delicious treats like French toast granola. Support this podcast to get 50% off your first order. Go to NatureBox.com and use promo code TMOS. That's NatureBox.com, promo code TMOS.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I knew when he'd do it.
I don't even know what you guys are doing.
We were talking right before the show how funny it would be because we're funny that way. If one
is
day.
Is that what you call it?
One day on the.
we were talking about, Oscar, how funny we were.
I thought you guys were stroking out.
In a way we could share the funny.
That happens too, almost every day. but the fact is, we were talking about the fact how weird and funny it would be if we spent one entire, like the entire podcast. And in an Andy Kaufman sense, the only way it would be really funny is if you did it for the full 79-80 minutes of the show.
Yeah, but our heads would explode.
This is true. It would get so, you know, we'd get bored with it, but the listeners would get angry. But that's what Andy Kaufman did.
We had
he was the genius of Andy Kaufman.
I had an idea that management wouldn't let me do on April Fool's Day for the Don and Mike show once. There was a really great vocal processor in the studio we eventually got at JFK.
It wasn't really great.
But it had a lot of good settings, and one of them was...
that we never learned how to figure out.
It had warped record.
Where
every second it would let your voice do that. And I was going to, at the beginning of the April 1st show, start it really subtle and turn it up one notch every break. So by the end of the show, it would
That's fun for you.
That's fun for us.
Yes. That would be fun and for that, us. But management said no.
But that was the genius of Andy Kaufman.
Yes, it was.
He did it for his own amusement.
Right.
And it was his own comedy. You know, who's comedy really for? Is it always the audience?
You know, one time he took the entire audience out for milk and cookies.
He did.
He put them on buses and took them to a place and gave them all milk and cookies.
Hey, guess what?
What?
It's Thursday.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, this.
Now tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Thursday, everybody. And so it begins.
Oh, it does, Mike.
Welcome to my world.
I like
Dakota
this.
Grace Weiss, our new youngest listener. Her grandpa, Jason Wickland, is so excited.
How excited is he?
He's so excited that he's never going to get any older and he won't ever die. There, I said it again on the show. But I'll say it the way he wants me to say it. He's so excited he'll never get any
I don't know if it's true, but someone says that right now Tom Cruise is the age that Wilford Brimley was when he made Cocoon. So I don't know if that's true or not. But
diet. Yeah. Anyway, Trevor Myers had a birthday on Sunday, and he has two birthday wishes. He wants... Now, why is it written Boney Boy?
That's how he wrote it.
He wants Boney Boy to quit smoking, and he puts in parentheses here, for the sake of the gliders.
Yes. Aww, secondhand smoke. Little lungs.
And... Well, the other thing he wants a birthday wish from Bill O'Reilly.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, how you doing, Rob? You know, here's the deal. You send your birthdays in every year. You know, you do that. Hey, look, I read a lot of birthdays. It's what I do.
That is so creepy, Mike. That is
I read
so
a lot of birthdays. I read a lot of birthdays. You read a lot of birthdays. You get a lot of birthdays. Show. That's the way it goes.
What about when you talk to the president during the Super Bowl?
Look, the president, you know, President Barack Obama wants to get his message out.
Right?
That's what he wants to do. So, you know, he's going to let everybody know what his agenda is, and he wants to go on the Super Bowl, because Super Bowl's probably better. Okay.
And one last question, Bill. Any great memories of Marist College?
You know, I remember the Marist brothers going in the shower. We'd always shower together. We'd always be naked. There'd always be finger play.
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm just a memory of Marist College.
That's what he remembers.
Yeah. Okay, Rob. We'll do it live. Chris Taylor still remembers sneaking off to his bedroom to listen to the old show when he was in middle school.
How about that?
Cool.
Hello. Hello. I have been doing this a long time.
Thinking about coloring my beard again, just to make me feel better.
What color?
Red.
You know what would be great?
Like the kind of red you would see you know, on an episode of Girls.
I was saying, though, with the holiday coming up.
Hannah.
How about
Hannah?
With the holiday coming up, why not green?
Green, oh yes, for St. Patrick's Day.
For your people.
That's great,
tour.
Rob. That's great, Rob. And then give me a shillelagh and a green top hat and one of those little Irish velvet tuxedos, and I'll just walk around. I'll go to your house, and I'll go to your school, and perform for the children.
Pick a fight.
And pick a
what
fight.
What did you say? Eighth grade.
Hey, I don't care if you're in eighth grade.
You don't know me.
Okay, so Chris says he's turning 35.
Wow.
Yikes. I hate yikes.
I love yikes.
Did you write yikes?
I did.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I know, but that way
hey, yikes is mine. It has been.
Okay.
Even before.
Okay, stop. We just communicated. Rob and I do that. You and I do that. Rob and I just communicated about a paragraph and a half.
Especially, yeah. Mike, when I'm introspective.
It's true. Interesting you chose that word today.
I choose it every day. That's my word.
Can he get a shout out from the Gingerbread Man, a character developed a good 20 years ago by Oscar Santana?
Thank you. What's his name?
His name is Chris Taylor.
Chris Taylor, have a happy, happy birthday. And watch out for your legs.
Look at your fan. Look at your fan back there who chuckled. I saw Pony. I look at Pony's reaction sometimes.
Pony likes that. Yeah.
Pony enjoys
that's all I got.
Pony enjoys Gingerbread Man and the Grease Man.
That's right.
Yeah. Anybody
what
with man
in it.
Oh my God, I think it just moved for him.
Moving right along, is there any chance for a cameo appearance from Charlie to wish Lisa Baumgartner happy birthday? There's not a chance you're going to be able to hear from Charlie, Lisa.
Really?
I'm really sorry, because Charlie's character, I just want everybody to be aware of this. Mm. This is a major development. Uh-oh. On the
yeah,
show.
Oh, no, what?
Breaking Charlie's news. Charlie's character has been replaced by the new character, Oh Charlie.
Oh!
Well, how are you?
Hi, Oh Charlie.
Great to have you. I brought some Guinness and some pie for all you to eat.
Did you hear that Mike is going to dye his beard green?
Yeah, and he's going to get a shillelagh, and he's going to go to the local middle school, and he's going to fight with the kids. This is Oh Charlie saying, have a happy St. Patty's Day, even though it's only over a month away. S&E.
Aaron, go bra.
There he goes. Oh, Charlie, till further notice.
I like that.
Got to shake it up once in a while, folks. Otherwise, it gets stale. You know what I mean?
And you won't ever die.
You won't ever die. And a happy belated birthday to airplane pilot David Lyons. Once in an airport, he met Larry King. That's good enough for me.
Yeah, it's good, isn't
That's
it?
That's good enough for me. He met Larry King and says, Larry has very soft hands.
I gagged when I typed that.
What do you suppose Larry would like for lunch today? The only thing I'd like to do for my lunch, because of my soft hands, make sure you don't give me a whole pineapple.
Oh, it would cut them to ribbons, yeah. Wouldn't it?
It'd slice them all up.
Yeah.
I don't want a whole pineapple.
No,
all
no.
Right? And really, don't hand me anything hot.
How about artichoke?
Artichokes, no.
Bad,
sharp,
right?
Sharp bristles. They're like spikes, like the spine of a catfish. Don't give me that. Just give me a sandwich on white bread.
Soft crust off of it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. And don't toast it.
No.
It'll shred my hands.
Your soft, delicate hands.
It'll shred my soft hands.
Is it true that you prohibit a can opener from being in your home?
Only if it's electric and it's got a rubber. It's got a
what?
It's got a rubber handle on the top. I can't use the metal.
What, with the pinching?
Yeah, and the pinching, and it'll tear right through the flesh. I got real soft hands. So
very soft.
I got soft hands. Happy first birthday to wee little Mallory Jo Wolf of Baltimore. She wonders how Michael William feels about older women.
Hey.
In any case, would Mike please talk up Stevie Wonder for her? And this is for, let me see, little Mallory Jo Wolf?
Yes.
Okay, very
you
good.
You ready? New pleasure. Jingle for yeah. this. I made you a jingle for
All right,
this, Mike.
Very good. Much more music.
The year
1976.
Stevie Wonder.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a fabulous day in the Wolf household. I'm talking about the arrival of wee little Mallory Jo.
First birthday.
It's her first birthday. Oh, I will start it again. Let's do it properly.
Yeah, that's still right.
Because
all right.
That's why they asked about Michael Williams.
Doesn't matter to
women.
Her, Rob. It doesn't matter to her.
It she's will not... someday when we're dead and she's still alive.
Okay, very good.
Much more music.
The year
1976.
Stevie Wonder.
a fabulous day in the Wolf household because 1 year ago, the Wolves welcomed wee little Mallory Joe, who celebrates her one-year birthday today. And aren't first-year birthdays the all-time best? Stevie Wonder's going to sing a song for you. We're going to remind you that coming up a little bit later in the Mike O'Mara Show, we're going to give you a chance to win a $50 gift certificate to Pro Flowers. Why? Because we're the podcast that goes across the world and the nation, and the podcast that cares about you. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and your chance to win's coming up soon. I'll tell you, we got another post here that I forgot completely about. Let me just say, yikes, I almost missed that one. Here's Stevie Wonder. Wow, that's yikes. Why you have multiple posts, because even if you miss them, you can get them like
yikes,
that.
That was close.
And you front sold the contest.
I did.
Really do.
Which because we have a radio contest.
The program director is loving you right now.
Yay for us. Thank you very much. Thank you to Claude Call.
Yeah.
That's an interesting name.
Claude Call. Yeah.
Claude Call.
Like cold call, but different.
Claude Call, who recently used our Amazon portal to buy over $1,000 worth of popcorn and cotton candy paraphernalia.
Aww. Isn't that great?
His name is Claude Call. Is he a clown?
No, I think this was actually for a school fair.
Oh, very good.
Oh, nice.
He wasn't like, you know, seducing That's young correct. Children to come into the crawl space.
He likes some hot birthday action from Bob Barker.
Oh, good.
Do we have new Corvette?
I believe it's in your machine.
Oh, it is? Okay, yeah. All right, hold on. Let me see if it's in there. Let me see if I can find it. I'm having fun with this today. I don't have fun with this
I'm glad
very
that
often,
he explained but. That purchase.
Yeah, it did sound a little... You know, I don't use this word a lot, Oscar, but it sounded sinister.
Yeah, I need about $1,000 worth of cotton candy paraphernalia.
We are so happy to welcome Claude Call, who bought over $1,000 worth of cotton candy and popcorn paraphernalia. What do we have for him, Rod Ridey?
It's a new Corvette!
Yeah, it's working today. Yeah, I'll admit it. It's working.
God, that is a great tape.
Got to give it props when it works once in a while. That's fantastic. That's good. Brooks Pryor is a big O's fan and wants to know if they have a shot at the division this year. He's looking for a Baltimore Billy impression,
yes,
I would imagine.
Yes.
We don't have that for him, but we have another fabulous prize. Tell him about it, Rod.
It's a new Corvette!
Thank you.
You know what? Play a little longer because I like when he says, oh, Cameron.
Well, you know what? I was planning to go to it again. So
Maybe next time I'll have that.
Today marks the birthdays of three of Dan Slater's kids. Ethan is 15, and the twins, Logan and Demetrius, are 12. So I guess Dan does most of his boning in the month of May.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Can you imagine having three kids with the same birthday?
This is true. You know, I shouldn't be mean to him.
No.
I mean, he's a nice guy, and you said something about boning. That's not good at all.
No,
so, really, Dan Slater, we got something for you. Tell him about it, Rod.
It's a new Corvette!
Oh, Cameron. Incidentally, that's a prize I would accept today.
Oh, the new Corvette.
Oh,
the,
my
like,
God.
The 2014
yeah.
Corvette.
Oh, my
Stingray.
God. What a beautiful
That
automobile.
Was at the auto show.
That was at the auto show, and I saw one on the street the other day.
What?
And that thing looked just boss.
Has the Corvette been cooler than any other car for longer?
I think it's the Corvette was it wasn't cool for a long time.
It was not cool for a long time. It is well, I mean, for a long time it was the
Look,
Goomba car.
This guy.
I'm just curious.
But I mean,
obviously I know nothing, so I'm trying to better myself.
You didn't ever see the Corvette as especially I would say from the 90s up till right now.
It was known as the penis extender for a long time.
Oh, well then I definitely need one. I'll take two.
The new one's beautiful.
Yeah.
At first, Charlie Mellinger, or Mellinger.
This is a first, Mike.
Oh, a first.
Yes.
A first. Charles Mellinger, would that
yes,
be the correct
I think
pronunciation,
so. Mm-hmm.
requests the cleansing power of the gong for his 40th birthday to rid him of his last few remaining drops of douchedom.
God damn it.
He's got no cord.
The cleansing of the gong.
There we go.
All right. Say goodbye to your 30s, douche.
That worked. That was good.
Do you have anything you want to give him?
Well, I think he needs a new car.
It's a new Corvette!
You know, all right, and let me see. That's it, right?
That's it, yeah.
I think
first.
We're good.
Okay, very good. Hey, Regis, Stephanie Loftus is having a birthday. Well, bless her heart. Tomorrow is birthday numero 17 for Alex Nieto.
Nieto.
Oh, Nieto.
Yeah.
For Alex Nieto. Nieto Torpedo. Did you write that?
I did. Okay.
How many crowns did you have last night?
Just a couple.
And now, Alex, here is Oscar Santana to explain how to make your 17th year a great one. That's you.
Yeah, that would be you.
You gotta explain to Alex.
Oh, okay. Do this.
Neato.
Remember that just because she says she's on the pill doesn't mean she can't get pregnant.
That's a good one. I like that. That's fantastic. Good stuff. Okay,
words turn
that
by.
Damn music off.
Wrap it up, my friend.
Oh, very good. All right. My God, we are running out of time.
We are.
Chris Clark of the Virginia Clarks is a big Caps fan and would love to have a birthday greeting from Alex Ovechkin, who, for the sake of this bit, is in Sochi right now. Okay. Alex over in Sochi?
Yeah.
We don't have no pillow. We don't have any pillows.
What about the water?
It's okay. It's Russia.
How about the toilet?
Thank you. Thank you very much. I keep hitting the stop button like I'm stopping my own bit.
Do you think Ovechkin has his own compound over there?
You know, he's probably among the elite.
Yeah.
So he probably has whatever he wants, and that's pretty clear to me. On the bonus show this week, we're going to have a big discussion about Sochi. I'm going to gather up some stuff that has been reported about people going over there, the hotel rooms, what the athletes are going from, the security system that they have in place, people going through airport security. There's a lot of stuff going on about Sochi. And the games are going to be tomorrow night. That's the big opening ceremony.
I think the games actually start today.
But the ceremonies are tomorrow night?
Tomorrow, right.
Yeah. Very good. Okay, let me see. Where are we?
We're at Aloha.
Aloha, Adam Matika. At age 31, you are roughly the age that Morgan Freeman was on The Electric Company. Why, here's Morgan now. I'm not sure I have any fuel left in the tank.
Oh!
Thank you, Morgan.
31, a good age.
That's a good one, yeah.
Let me see. This week, we begin to observe the 57th year of Dave Kent, or as I'm sure you know him from the chat room, Six Ball. Wow, that's a deformity.
It is.
Happy birthday, weirdo. Aaron Deal, or Dial, and I hope it's Deal.
I think it is, too.
D-I-E-H-L should be Deal is wishing. And I remember that name from years past, because I always stop on it.
Right.
It's like, here's my spelling. D-I-E-3-4-H-I-U-L.
Hey, listeners, it never hurts to throw in a pronouncer.
Aaron Deal is wishing a happy birthday to his turbo hotbox wife, Donna. She's 51 and DTF.
Nice.
Just kidding.
I wrote that.
Jerk.
Isn't fun the best thing to have? And we close with a great request from an even greater name. Happy 27th birthday to Sassy Sass.
Isn't that a great name?
That's her name?
Sassy Sass.
Is this one of your people?
No. This is the first time I've ever heard the name Sassy
Sass. I've even
Sass.
Added like 45, 55 friends in the last day, and I haven't seen a Sassy Sass.
You need to look for the Sass.
She would like to hear Mike breathe, whine like beluga, when he wants to get in the front seat during a road trip. I love you, Sassy. I love that kind of detail.
It's a good one, isn't it?
Okay, here we go. Shut up! Rob, start the show, you hump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Kind of like even better than drinking, liquor ads. Liquor advertising is the only product. They just know who they're selling to. They don't make any, you know what I mean? Like, hey, drunkie, get this in you so you'll be fun. Come on. Get it down your throat. You don't see, like, Cheetos going, hey, man boobs, Cheetos, crack. Come on. Come on, fatty cracker bag. Every liquor ad is just based, there's billboards for alcohol all over L.A., and it's all, they're like the saddest short stories you've ever read. These billboards, there's one for Dewars, oh, there's a big sweaty glass of Dewars with ice, that looks good. But then the tagline makes you never want to drink. Because the tagline says, Dewars, at least one thing will go smoothly today. What went wrong with your life that you're, is that how you think it? I hate my job, I can't stand that hedgehog of a wife anymore, but you're my buddy Doers, you're my pal. I'm going to sneak you into the movies in my tummy.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
If you live in a city where Patton Oswalt's coming, you are a lucky person, because that's who we were just listening to, and that is his stand-up. And I'll tell you something, he is one of the funniest human beings on the planet.
What makes that so great is when he's talking drunk and he says, I love you, Doers, you're my pal!
You would think that Patton maybe has had a cocktail in his life. Anyway, live from the Cabby Fiber Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, broadcasting all over the planet. That's a very bad time for Pony to jump up and race out of the studio.
Well, you got to smoke. Somebody, you got to smoke when you got to smoke.
Somebody come to the door.
No, he heard CVS is stopping selling cigarettes.
He's going to stock up.
He heard it.
Live from the Cabby Fiber Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're broadcasting all over the planet. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 22 million downloads. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we are heard over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks!
Hi, Kurt!
The Mike Kurt Suter?
No, Kurt Means, sales guy.
Okay, whatever. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world. Why?
Why, Mike?
Because they get it.
Okay.
Simple as that. Our show today is brought to you by our Amazon page. Hey, it's that time of year. Truly, the best way to buy anything and everything you need is on Amazon. I will tell you this, that it is Valentine's Day.
Oh, you can buy
just around the corner.
Necklaces, tennis bracelets,
ooh,
fabulous rings.
Ooh.
But you know what? Valentine's Day is just a day, Rob.
That's right.
You're going to wake up the next morning and you got to get back to the old grind.
That's right. It's called the February 15th hangover.
And Amazon is also the best way to shop for everything that your office needs, whether it's paper clips, coffee, or cleaning supplies. If you need it, Amazon has it, and it's the number one way that you can help this show. And this is the time of year we need it more than ever.
Do it.
Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon today and every day. It is a great way to save money and support us. Remember, click Amazon at MikeO'MaraShow.com and don't be afraid to bookmark it, Mr. Big Shot.
Hey, Mr. Big Shot, it is the best place to buy all your cotton candy paraphernalia.
Yes, $1,000 worth of cotton candy and popcorn paraphernalia.
Sold!
God, that sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Well, anyway, we're very, very excited today because it's Thursday, and Thursday's just a fun day.
It is. It's the best day.
And we've got Valentine's Day right around the corner, and we have the Olympics that are starting up today.
In Sochi.
The competition, but it is a disaster out there, and I am very happy to have all of you with us today on the Mike O'Mara Show. And I would like to issue a warning, if I may.
Really? Uh-oh.
Beware, beware, beware of going to the new restaurant.
Really?
The brand new restaurant.
You speak as if you've just been to a brand new restaurant.
Carlin and I, and you know, this is at the recommendation of some friends, decided that we would go to the new restaurant that is associated with a big box store. You know what it is? Have you heard of it?
Is it Empanadas and More?
No, it is BJ's.
Oh.
Like the BJ's Wholesale Club.
But they have a restaurant?
They have a restaurant.
Now, are you a BJ's?
People are raving about
it. Are you a BJ's member?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought you were a cost company.
There's one out there.
I thought we made fun of a guy we know because he ate at those big box stores.
Well,
I eat at the snack bar. Or this guy eats at the snack bar.
But I am glad. I'm glad you brought that up, because there will be a comment as I am walking out of this restaurant.
Yes.
But to capsulize this a little bit, the long story is we have now been three times. We drove by it the first time.
Right.
Then we drove out there one day to check it out because, there it is. Looks like there are lots of people in there. And they had a sign on the doors that said some sort of pre-opening test seating invitation only, and we had to turn away.
So they made like an event.
I think you wanted
to get in line.
They maybe were training. I think that's what they were doing.
I gotta know, because I'm not a BJ's guy. BJ's is a shopping club.
Everybody's a BJ guy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the same.
Not as much as I'd like.
It's the same place.
But this, when you say that it's got a restaurant, I'm picturing... It's not attached?
No, it's not attached. I know that disturbs you.
Because
you immediately want to make things very linear, and you want it to be... It's not attached? Like, you can't go out and get your trash bags and go through big wooden double doors and
go into
the big restaurant? Oh, my God, we can't go, Carrie. It's on the same site.
Is it like when we went to the Costco liquor store in Florida, where it's a building that's...
No.
It's not even touching.
It's not. No, it's not touching.
But well, this will fail.
But it's associated.
I think it is. I would assume it is.
We might want to check twice. What if it isn't?
Yeah, come on.
Now, you know, I'll look. Where is it?
Technically,
it's in Gainesville.
Okay. Technically, you are the news director of this program.
But here it is.
We can't give misinformation.
The BJ's is right. The wholesale club where you buy all your toilet paper is right around the corner. I mean, it's right there at the same place, and it's new, too. So I would assume that they are related.
Lot of people don't know that
not
BJ's.
Not attached. They're related to each other.
BJ's is still owned by Billy Joel.
Yes, that's right. And that's why you open the doors and
you're really right.
Quick, 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
You are right.
Is it?
BJ's Restaurant and Brew House.
Yes, Brew House. Big on the brews.
Oh, my God.
At that. That's forward thinking.
Big on the brews. And the reason we found out about this is because we heard there's one in Leesburg.
Really?
I think there's
across the country.
Is there one in Leesburg, Virginia?
You're absolutely right.
What's the address?
And I don't think you need to be a member to get in there.
Ah, but you have to be a member to get out.
But I'm going to give you the warning. Well, look, it's the new. And
people, especially in this area.
It looks great.
Where we
live. It looks like a good time. This marketing makes me want to go there.
There you go. Of course it does.
Can we finish the show first?
And here's the thing. It makes everybody want to go there.
You've said it before. You know what people of Northern Virginia love? They love standing in lines.
That's right.
They love being a part of the action.
They do. And you know what? I have not given you my review yet, but I will do that when we come back.
Oh, that's a tease. How about that?
That's how this game works, baby.
The BJ game.
Absolutely. Some Facebook talk, and I'll tell you all about the restaurant when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. But we have some stuff to do. Yes, I want to tell you all about... Oh, supposed to break. 1-1000, 2-1000. It's for WTEM. Oh, that's right. Anyway.
It was TNT.
Listen, you know what? I want to tell you about our friends. We'll get to the restaurant in a second because we got some business to take care of right now.
Business.
I want to tell you about Pro Flowers. We love Pro Flowers.
The best.
And they are offering a wonderful, huge bouquet of 100 colorful, gorgeous blooms. You can't beat this deal. Here's the deal. Get 100 blooms of love with a free glass vase for $19.99. You look like Mr. Big Shot, and better yet, you can upgrade your order and add gourmet chocolates and a teddy bear for just $9.99 more. Use our code TMOS. Here's the only way to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal. 100 blooms of love with free glass vase for just $19.99, or upgrade and add chocolates and a teddy bear for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right corner, and type in TMOS. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in TMOS. Order now. This deal expires soon, and it's time to give another $50 gift certificate away from Pro Flowers. This time it's a lady.
Hi, it's a lady.
Her name is Gail Kern, and Gail has chosen to write a poem for her email
today.
You
love poems. Oh, Mike, I forgot this.
Happy Valentine's Day.
There's not quite anything that pleases me as much as a poem.
I know you love it.
Here is Gail's. Don't like the start, never like this. Roses are red, violets are witty. TMOS makes me laugh, other podcasts are... Okay.
I like that.
From Mike's great impressions to Rob's old soul ways to Oscar's daily damn it, the show's better each day. Here's my ditty of thanks for all that you do. My life would be sad if I didn't have you. Happy Valentine's Day, loyal listener from 1994, Gail Kern. Let's call Gail right now.
Sounds so nice.
Let's see if she is home. I know that sound. It's Skypey.
It's Skypey, our phone helper.
We love Skypey.
Played with Skypey a lot before the show today.
Calling Gail Kern.
Gail Kern?
Not sure where she's from.
GK. The Jeeker in your speaker.
GK?
Gail Kern.
Gail Kern. Where's she from?
She's judging from her area code, she's a Northern Virginia lady.
She's Northern Virginia. Gail?
Yes?
Oh, Gail.
Hey, now.
This is a Mike O'Mara Show.
Yay!
I'm so excited.
Yay! You sent us the poem, and you have won a $50 gift certificate to Pro Flowers.
Oh, I am so excited. Woo-hoo!
There you go. Now
That's a winner.
Yes. That's an old style radio winner right there. Gail, congratulations. It's all for you. You can get a lot of flowers from Pro Flowers, a $50 gift certificate, because you wrote us that sweet little poem, and we love poetry.
I love it. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Thank you, Gail, and thanks for listening to the show.
Love love the show. Keep it up, guys. Thank you.
That's it. There you go.
Perfect.
Yeah, get rid of it. That's fantastic.
Hang up on that.
Done and done.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And every day now, leading up to VD, Valentine's Day, we will actually have a bonus winner on the show.
So you want to do a bonus today?
Well, we're not going to do a call, but we said...
Yeah, we can do
you
that
came
today.
To rehearsal, right? You're the one that guy had the idea.
Yeah, of course.
I like it when Rob tells me what to do and then completely forgets what we were doing.
Sort of just making it like sound spur of the moment. Had it ready, you see.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Well, anyway.
Sounded like a train wreck.
We've got two ladies today. Stephanie writes, let me see. Hello, boys. I'm Stephanie Loptis, and I reside in Carmel, California. Carmel by the sea.
Beautiful place.
One of the most beautiful places in the world. How do I love you? Let me count the ways. Unabashed potty talk, making fun of various races and the mentally ill.
Oh, dear.
Spot on impressions of my... Jesus, that's a harsh little way to describe the show, but that's okay.
Well, it's what she gets from, and she's from California.
Spot on impressions even of my personal friend Jim Nance. Intelligent commentary, boss music, amazing live shows. It just can't get any better. I adore you all, and think of you like the cool uncles, brothers I never had. Kisses from Stephanie. Stephanie, you will also get
Let's
yourself...
Let's do berries for her.
You want to do Sherry's Berries?
You can get your own, of course, at berries.com.
Okay, we will do Sherry's Berries for her.
We have to balance it out, Mike. We have those to give away.
You deal with them.
No, I'll talk too much for the show. It's fine.
Okay. That's great. The idea was we're going to double up on
you know what? The most important thing is that the listeners win.
That is.
Right, the listeners win.
Listen and win. That's our motto.
That's
very good. We lose here, but the listeners win.
It's called press. Something young man that I've built a career on.
Of course.
And that's outside of the audit. It's called show prep. It's just get a f***ing index card and jot something down.
Jeez, language.
Just jot something down, okay? You know, maybe put it on paper. Expend the minimal. Jot it down and write it down and hand it to me. That'll work. That'll work better.
Yikes.
I'd appreciate that. So,
to be fair to Rob.
Yes.
No, there's no need. Best to move forward.
I don't know if I didn't know we were doubling up either. And
well, I wasn't planning on it until it was Rob's idea.
Yes.
Rob's the listener's friend in this case. He wants extra people to get the prizes.
Yeah.
And you know, this was born out of a we talk about our client meetings that we have.
Of
we
course.
Have client
and
meetings
we ask them, can we give some away to our listeners?
Can we give some stuff away? And they say, oh my God, of course you can. And so I said, let's rock and roll. You know, you hear all these ads all over the place, yeah. But you know, we want to give a little bit when we can. And
sure.
You know, we like doing that. And you listeners, based on the fruitcakes, have demonstrated that this is our wonderful way of communicating. You drop us an email and we read the email and then we get it out to you.
So of course.
That's how we did it. So Rob came in and said, because we've got this number to give away, we can double up on this show. And so I said yes, and then everything changed.
Let's go back to that instant replay. If I had a teleprompter right now, right, and I've got my little yellow marker,
right,
I would go back to this replay, circle Mike right on the screen.
Right.
This is the CBS chalkboard?
Yeah. And then I'd go back to Rob and I put a circle around Rob. And the communication was, I remember, it was, we're going to do pro flowers today.
Right.
If it's a pro flower, if it's that it's a spot for that, then we should probably just stick to pro flowers and we give Sherry's Berries on the Sherry's Berries spot.
Because of the fact that they are technically a
two different companies.
Sponsor.
Yes.
I see the spot. Yes. Now
you understand.
Now. I do.
That's, and here, right here in the middle is where the fumble happens.
Really
happened.
One of the smartest people I know. And then in a teeny tiny area, an absolute just daft.
There are brain cells that are missing.
That's why
there are gone.
I will now. I'm going to do my impression. I wasn't going to do this, but I'm going to do it now.
Please.
Because this is Rob about three quarters of the way through the client meeting. Rob on the far left, and I remember it now.
Okay.
This is what it is.
Total disinterest.
Looking away. looking away because, you know, because the engagement wasn't there. It's not what you do. Joy and you're a jester. It's not what you do. You take it seriously.
I do. I do my best, but I know the problem is, Mike, I'm like an old radio where one of the tubes is gone. And sadly, Mike, they don't make the tube anymore.
There's
no way to correct it.
You know, the nice thing about the three of us,
yes.
I really believe that we all know our flaws and we admit to them.
We've been talking about it for 4.5 years.
There's no point. There's no point anymore because we all know. We can't. Mm-hmm. We got to cop to it.
Yes,
I got to
cop
to my level of engagement and you know, my level of detachment that is, you know, Mike, we told you that 6 days ago. Did you know? Did you now?
Well,
you know.
I apologize to my coworkers. I apologize to the client. I apologize to the listener. But know this. My motivations were pure.
Of course they were.
Because we have X number of flower giveaways, X number of
berries.
We want
to make sure we use all of them.
And we want to make sure we get them all to the
and
listener.
And that's totally cool. And the more importantly, if you don't win, if we don't get a chance to pick your email, and thank you for sending it in to valentine@michaelmaroshow.com.
Let me just clear this all
Everybody
up.
Wins.
I will say this. Pro flowers are wonderful.
Yes. The best.
Sherry's berries are wonderful.
Use code TMOS.
There we go. That's the most important thing, and we appreciate that. So getting back to this restaurant.
Yes.
So we have established the fact that it is related to the BJ's Wholesale.
BJ's Brew House.
I have certified that there's 147 of them around the country.
Yeah. So they're popping up like
How
wildfire.
Is it that, you know, you and I love the club shopping atmosphere.
Yes.
How is it that we had not known about this until now?
Look for Rob. Look up the one, because I think we got the heads up from somebody who had gone to one in Leesburg.
Wow.
There are three in the Northern Virginia area.
Okay. Very good.
Because I would say the BJ's is actually in Sterling.
All right. Well, that's the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much. It's by Dulles Town Center.
Okay. So that's close to you.
Absolutely.
That's in your wheelhouse.
That's right.
So I'm going to pull up the current, well, the biggest one, I guess Virginia Gateway. You know where that is.
Sure.
So that's in Gainesville.
That's brand new. That's, I mean, brand new. That's the one I went to.
And your Soch, please.
Dear 20176, my mother's maiden name.
Hold on. Let me put that in here.
I bet it is the one that's in right there by Dulles Town Center.
I bet it's Sterling, Virginia.
I had no idea that 20176.
Yes, sir.
You know what? The closest one to him is Frederick, apparently, on the site.
Really? Oh.
Frederick, Maryland.
All right. Well, maybe that's where they went. I don't know. I've heard so many conflicting things.
There's 147 of them.
There are tons of them.
And they're just getting here.
But here it is.
Ah,
all right. So we pop in there. Now, I see the parking lot. Now, the configuration of this little area is weird to start with. You have buildings where the back entrance of the building, which is like an industrial, just a brick wall, concrete wall, is facing the parking lot. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. But it seems like they have done this to create this lovely little walkway, driveway thing where you have maybe four parking spaces. Do you understand? Am I communicating that efficiently? Mm-hmm.
When you have an existing established big box store, this usually happens when there are the little, I guess, mom and pops. Or maybe your Track Auto, where you
have smaller retail space.
Yeah, the smaller retail space when you have the cartoon size one.
Right. And then they put something else in there to screw up the parking lot.
Because they overestimate for the rush, for the holidays, for all these, for the big box stores.
So in order for us to get to, you know, the BJ's restaurant, which is a large building, or anywhere else, you have to park in the, you know what's the equivalent of? It's the equivalent of having to park in the back of a movie theater.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Creepy as it gets.
And walk around to the front, you know, and so we see that the lot is very full. It's not that we're parking 2 miles away, but with the baby and not having the stroller and carrying the car seat, the baby's not getting any lighter. It's a bit of a hoof.
Anytime
to get over
you have to, and you see this also in older businesses,
right?
Anytime you have to park behind a business, I always feel weird about it. Mm. Like the lighting is inadequate. You're compromising
your
safety.
You may not be safe.
Exactly.
This is where they don't put the cameras.
Here you're safe.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, hey, criminals, you know, I got news for you. You want to go have some fun? Go out to Gainesville. There you go. Right, knock your socks off. Seriously. White suburbia.
Michael Mara,
have a great time.
Criminals friend.
Really have a fantastic time out there. My God. Everybody's got a new BMW. Get out there. Go on. Check it out.
Search by state. There are two in Virginia, and you were correct.
Okay.
The second location's in Vienna.
Ah.
That's why that was further away from
him. Vienna.
He'll never go.
You know what it is? It's BJ's Brown Brew House. Go and get some brown food and your brown clothes.
He doesn't like Vienna. That's
good luck turning
the one
left,
thing
Vienna.
I haven't associated with, and it looks to me that from their, I'm on marketwatch.com right now, right? Because they're announcing that they opened the one in Gainesville. And I can't associate the big box store from the restaurants.
Well, it's I have to make it clear. All right, I'm gonna draw you a little map.
Okay.
Here, all right?
Okay. Cool.
Here is the big box store.
Right.
Okay? There's all this stuff. This is all different stuff.
So not the same owners is what I'm trying to figure out.
And here is, all right.
So it's way separate.
There's the big. You're in the same what do you call it?
That's shopping
not the
center.
Same pad. You're in the same strip mall shopping
right.
area.
Yes, yes.
But then you've got all this other retail around here, and then you've got the restaurant over here.
It's almost as if they've gone out of their way.
It's a minute. It's less than a minute to drive from the restaurant parking lot to the
big box
store. Yes.
But
such
maybe separation. Different owners is what I'm looking at.
Who knows who owns yes. it? All I know is we pop in, and it is the popular place to be, and we get there, and from the beginning, we are hit with the new. The new, the new, the new.
Were you acting, Mike, that no matter where you are, that's the place to be?
Isn't this great? And now, I won't tease twice. I never tease twice, because you want to know the tone.
Yes.
It wasn't nice.
Oh!
We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now I'm wondering if your love's still strong.
Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. Just because you made a New Year's resolution to lose weight doesn't mean you're not going to get hungry. Oscar, tell us about these Nature Box products that you have a bunch of, and you're still getting them, and it's a subscription service where they send you these products. Now, the Nature Box line is all healthy. It's all good for you. It's a nutritionist way to eat. You're kind of outside of your caffeine addiction. You're a health nut.
Yeah, and you know what my girlfriend is as well. And what we did is we tried to figure out the best way to actually explain this to my sister, not just on the air, because the kids at my sister's house, they have a pantry. And I never had one growing up.
Okay.
So they would go and just snack on for
pantries
themselves.
Are cool.
Right?
Yes.
So they would just go, if they want a snack, they go and open and they grab whatever's in there.
Of course.
And
put that on my tombstone. Pantries are cool.
And my sister said, I'm looking for a better way than them just to get these chocolate bars that are out there that aren't necessarily all healthy for them.
Right. Sure.
Because when you walk through the grocery store, and this is no knock against anyone.
No. Right.
There are times where you think something's healthy and it's just not.
It's not.
So what my sister had done, and she did this with Shannon online, it's easy. So this is how easy it was. Is we picked out a bunch of snacks for the kids that are tasty and they're good, and she's going to have this box sent to her house,
mm-hmm.
and they'll go in the pantry and find these great organic snacks.
And NatureBox has the sweet and the savory.
Yes,
so sure. Everything you love. Yeah.
You can have everything, but you know that these snacks are, when you read the ingredients, you will know that they are the right type of snack for your body.
Awesome. And you can get the Deluxe Snacker at $19.95, the Happy Snacker with more for $29.95, or the big one, the Smart Snacker, $20 for $49.95. And the good thing about these, when we say $20 for $49.95, it comes with multiple snacks in there.
And they're big.
You get tons of snacks.
It's each bag has five servings, I think.
Exactly.
Three to five servings.
Be aware of that. Each bag has multiple servings. You see, when I say that every day, I don't think I'm making it real clear that you're getting multiple servings in each of the bags. So be aware of that. You can choose the snack or let NatureBox surprise you. Right now, try your first order of NatureBox at 50% off using the promo code TMOS. That's naturebox.com, promo code TMOS. Get a handle on your health and your hunger. Go to naturebox.com, promo code TMOS. Thank you very much. I cannot believe that we have spent the entire show speaking about this one particular restaurant.
But you know why? Because you loved it so much.
Okay, we get in. Let me just say.
Oh, we're finally in the door.
The new. They have a, I guess you would call them the rotating front door. You know, what is the name for
a revolving
that?
Door.
A revolving door.
Sure.
I blocked on it. It's a revolving door. I've got the car seat on my arm, and so the revolving door not working for me immediately, but that's okay.
Of course. Because, you have the car seat that detaches,
yeah.
So you can carry the baby.
Yeah,
right.
You carry
very
the
cool.
baby in, right. you do that. But because it's a revolving door with the hostess stand, like, 3 feet from the revolving door.
Yes.
The, you know, Northern Virginia coagulation of humanity has right. already begun with people saying, and let me tell you, people, really, with all due respect, you know, I know you want to get your eat on. I know you want to get your feed bag on, but when your ass is up to the revolving door where you're going to brush somebody's ass each time the door spins around.
Oh.
You know, you're really not really accommodating your other people. No one's going to take your little douche place in line. So have a little humanity and clear the deck.
As you like to say, Mike, others.
Others.
Others. But you know, they're not always at fault. The people are not at fault if the stand is too close to the entrance.
It's a huge building, and they've effed that up. They've effed
almost
that up
impossible to do that.
If
though.
They're, you know, you go. I have been to other restaurants with revolving doors.
Of course,
I will give them a plug. Sweetwater.
Yes. Mm.
You walk into Sweetwater, they've got a huge revolving door, and the hostess stand is about 20 yards inside the building where people can hang out
where
it
should
be. Where it should be. This place is pressed right up against the door. Duh, number one. Then I finally, after we're dealing with Hayden Panettiere, who is,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Who has been put in a position of responsibility by an idiot.
Right. Because
this is she's the cog. She's the first impression, and she is the all-powerful Oz.
Lynchpin.
And she's out of her effing depth. And I mean that totally.
She can't handle it.
I'm so glad I'm doing it, because I was so cool last night. Because I was really trying to be just a relaxed guy. I really was.
Oh, wait, this is
my chance to vent. No, I wasn't.
You want to be relaxed guy.
I was last night. I didn't let anything bother me.
Good
I would. I held it all inside. Yeah. Carla gave me a look. Because she knew that I'm trying.
Did she hear the fuse sizzling?
She just looked at me, and the look from Carla was kind of like,
do not detonate. Do not detonate.
Now, while you were being cool guy last night, set the scene. What is the
relaxed guy?
Relaxed guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is the atmosphere of the restaurant? Does it have sort of a...
It's bustling.
But, I mean, what's the decor?
Dark wood brew house.
Okay.
You know, it's a box.
Something, they probably bought the restaurant at BJ's.
It's,
I'm here for beer and burgers.
It's a massive box like anything.
Okay.
It's the big box restaurant.
Of course.
It's like
PBR.
It's like.
What was O'Mara's? Wasn't it wood as well? And beer?
No, Stone.
O'Mara's was an Irish pub.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So O'Mara's was an Irish pub.
Excuse me.
We weren't a box. We weren't a cheesecake factory.
If you own a failing restaurant, contact us at foodnetwork.com.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
O'Mara's,
I deserve that. I gave you a little heat before.
O'Mara's had a beautiful dining room with a stone fireplace.
But I mean,
when you were there, that was not a box store.
It was to the right. O'Mara's was a thimble next to this place.
Oh, okay.
O'Mara's was tiny next to this place.
This is like an Applebee's on steroids.
This is a huge box. It is like a Cheesecake Factory. It is a square box with acres of tables and stuff like that. And so, but probably not as big as a Cheesecake Factory. I think they're bigger. They become,
well, it is,
you know,
technically
so
Mike a factory.
So we go in. So I'm watching the young lady.
Guess her age.
Miley Cyrus is at the at the hostess.
Can you
stand.
Guess Demi's age?
Really? It looked to me 16 or 17.
Aww. And you know what? I would say that's probably right, because at 17 she cannot serve drinks,
right.
So they probably don't want her waiting tables.
But she can look hot.
Yeah, she can.
You know, and it's people waiting in line to get on a list to get their food. So everybody's expression is as follows.
What was your estimated wait time when you signed in?
Okay, I get up to the front. There's something before that.
Oh, okay. Forgive
and me. I'm beginning to realize their new system.
Oh, they've got a system.
For crowd control. Oh, you're ready for the new system.
It's a new Corvette.
The new system is, I figure it out before I get to Hayden Panettiere.
Right.
I figure out the new system is... They are having people put their cell phone numbers in the keypad at the hostess stand.
Oh, they do that.
So they would get a page.
They do that at the Green Turtle
downtown. Oh,
yeah.
It's their new thing, man.
I hate it.
Put it into their database and call the people at the same. Some douche has come up with that thinking he's so effing brilliant. You know what?
But that is brilliant.
I'll take the set. No, it's brilliant for the restaurant.
Yeah.
It's not brilliant for the customer.
No.
It's not brilliant for the customer at all. And it's not efficient for the customer.
Well, they'll get a text.
They'll get a text. And you know what?
Your table's ready.
Halfway through the... Well, think first of all, maybe I was a little frustrated that my 15-minute wait was doppled.
They doppled your wait.
Yeah, they doppled the wait. But I will tell you, give me the big stack of those vibrating plastic
the pagers.
Things.
And you know what they're great about? You know, you use them as a coaster at the bar.
Let me tell you why that works. Tell you why that works. Because even though we all rely now on our cell phone technology, the cell phone technology is not necessarily so reliable that we're confident in it. You have a little plastic thing that vibrates. Hey, that's on them. You're going to do that.
That could be spotty. The cell phone coverage could be spotty.
And suddenly it becomes on you. And so I'm looking, and when you don't get, after they say it's going to be 15 minutes, and you don't get your little thing in 15 minutes, you go up to the front, and they're like, oh.
Have you ever taken one of those home?
One of those
little plastic things?
I might have done it like accidentally. Okay. I never did it on purpose.
The newfangled ones, because they've teared up over the years, right?
Well, I'm tearing up right now.
The new guys.
That's not only a good way of doing it. I think it's kind of fun, too. It's fun for if you have kids.
I love it.
Hey,
the new guy, and this may or may not have happened. I know this guy named Schmosker that drinks heavily sometimes.
Yeah, I remember.
And he may have gone to his favorite restaurant and kept it in his pocket until he got home.
And discovered on purpose?
No.
That's a joke?
By accident.
Oh. Well, how did Schmosker not give it back when he got his table? Because
who knows? He might have had three Jack and Cokes by then. He forgot about it. Felt like my cell phone.
They're 12, like 16-year-olds up there. They're not going to pay attention to that.
You're right.
And I left, and I remember I was a block out of the restaurant, walking, because it's walking distance to my condo. And I hear, beep. And I'm like, what the f***?
Oh no!
Oh, okay.
That's two today.
Wow.
That's two today.
I was like, "What the f?" And then I'm like, "Okay, I'm going."
It's got a homing device on it.
Beep. And then it's like it starts getting beep, beep as I'm walking towards my condo because I wasn't going back.
Of course not.
F that noise. And all night that thing was blaring. It must have had a full charge that I had to put it in my sock drawer, put it under a sweatshirt so I couldn't hear it anymore.
As opposed to throwing away. Because did you bring it back?
Yeah, I took it back.
See, that's why he's responsible
that way.
He's going to bring it back to the restaurant.
But it smelled like socks.
So let me try to get through this really quickly because there's so many levels of this.
Okay. Right.
Number one problem is I see this. I'm like, okay, great. I immediately, and you've been through it, Rob. Both of you guys have been through the cell phone.
Yes. And by the way, you're dead on.
I cannot stand it.
You're dead on the fact that they're relying on spotty technology and also it takes them out of the blame.
Do you know what I tell them?
What's that?
And this is the mind F of all mind Fs. And as a marketer, and if you're a marketing guy out there, you're going to be pissed at me. I say, look, I've got 1% on my phone. You got to give me a different way. She goes, okay, I'll find you.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That's great.
That's brilliant. But you're using the technology. I know they think it's like scary cutting edge, but it's not.
It's not.
It's not to me anything that's comfortable.
And you know what else it is?
What?
Cheap.
It's cheap.
Because they don't have to buy the plastic things that Oscar stole.
They just have to have the software to do it like that. So I didn't like that because the number one reason, though, I'm not articulating it very well. The number one reason for me is I'm not confident in my cell phone either hearing it in a crowded restaurant, feeling whatever little vibration, you know, and so it's constant check, 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 check. And so you're relaxing and waiting and you want to just, you know, play with your baby and hang out there.
With your family.
And that's
be
taken
present
away.
In the moment.
That's taken away. Yeah. So it's a suck way of doing it.
Sure.
I guarantee you it's not going to last long because it's a crappy little way to do that. Mm-hmm. So with that said.
Cell phone technology?
I walk up. I just don't think it's going to last. It doesn't seem to me like a very, very efficient way. They might modify it and figure out a better way to do it, but it's still, and once again, they're collecting your information.
Yep. So that's where, and again, it's not just saving money in the plastic and the hardware.
Right.
That's the most valuable aspect of everything because those are confirmed numbers.
Yeah, God knows, with the way the restaurant ran last
night. There is a database
of
databases.
I'm not sure if they're doing it there because you give them a first name. And I would assume they take your check at the end of the night and they match that stuff up. I would assume that happens. If it doesn't, they're stupid because they're not getting the full data.
But the information is the power and what
that
it's
is
worth.
The power. Yeah.
It's what we wanted in when I was in the restaurant business was what people want now. So the next thing is when I went to the counter, they said, okay, I said, we have an infant. I said, okay, do you want a high chair or a sling? I said, no, we like to put the child on the regular chair, or we actually put if you can get us a four top, we'll put the baby on the table. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
perfect.
I wait 15, 20 minutes goes by. I walk up again. I said, I don't know if my cell phone thing's working. He said, oh, you're here. See, you wanted a sling. You wanted a sling at the table. That's why we waited. I said, no, I said to Hayden.
No.
I said to Dum Dum, Dummy Dum, Triple Dum. I said, no, I didn't want a sling. Oh, you don't want a sling? Okay, well, you're third in the line. It'll just be a second. And I said, and I'm not sure whether this is working. She said, we'll come get you. Well, they didn't come get me.
Of course not.
But my cell phone did go off. Mm-hmm. And so I get up to the counter. I swear to God. Three young teenage girls, all wearing black shirts with their back turned to the customers. Mm. So you get to the hostess stand and you're sitting there.
No.
And you're sitting there and it's like, this is why you're here. You're supposed to do this.
Right.
I said, excuse me. Oh, hi. And I said, this is not an exaggeration.
You're such a dick.
I said, yes. I said, Mike, my little thing went off. Oh, yeah, okay. You're the table with the sling.
No!
I said,
no!
I take it back.
I told the lady twice now. I said, I don't want a sling. I want to put my kid up there. I don't want the sling. I want the puke covered sling.
No,
I want to, you know, everything. I've already got a thing that we're going to take into a restaurant when
I can't
gets a little
believe
older.
You didn't leave.
And so it's,
I cannot believe you, of all people, didn't bounce out.
So
of there.
We get over there and we go. God is my witness, guys. I am not lying. Waiter who was not our waiter. We're putting the baby. At first, I put the baby on the chair, and then Carlos says, just put him up on the table. And I love him up on the table.
Well, you can
look
him,
at him, and we got room. Waiter, I swear, he goes, do you guys get your sling?
No!
I'm not lying. I don't know what it was. God. I don't know what it was. I don't know where this area of training
like
that these minimum wage employees remembered, but the training they had gone through, because let me tell you something. They remembered that, but they sure as a pony, if you're going to make four, three, make four.
Right.
They sure as did not remember where the tables were placed in the restaurant. Mm. Because for the next hour and a half, we watched every food item come out of there with people going, what? Nobody knew where the food was going. The food runners didn't know where the food was running. Our waitress came to the table, asked us what we wanted for a drink. I said, I will have a root beer. I never order a sugar soda, ever. But they had a little picture of it in the main menu, and I said, I want that. And Carla got a little light mojito. And then the girl goes into what I would best describe as, it looked like she had some sort of feminine itching problem. Because she was sitting there.
No,
she's talking to us, and she goes, okay, you want the mojito, and you want the root beer. And I'm looking at what, and she says, what? And she says, I have my pen somewhere here in the apron, but I can't get it out.
Oh, stupid.
And I'm sitting there, and it's comical. I made a joke about that. I said, I thought you had poison ivy.
See, that I tried is to be fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to be nice.
That's good. That's a good save for her.
And I'm gonna use that.
So she got the drink order, and then we're watching other tables. And this is where it's a not in my backyard situation, where you're watching people come out and you're like, oh my God, they don't know where that food's going. Look at that. They're like bumping into each other. It's kind of crazy. Now, it's brand new. They're going to fix this. I fully expect they'll fix it.
But
we're probably going to go back.
They had a tryout week already, though. They should know where the tables are.
Oh, this is the first week.
This is the first. I think it's the first week.
Oh my God. I kid you not. First week, worst week.
It's the worst
week. First week, worst week. It doesn't matter how big, small, or tight it's run. And it's the worst effing week.
And first week when you are slammed, even more of a disaster.
I'll give you a...
That's why I said never go to the new.
What,
we made that mistake. It's the last time we'll
do it. Went to BW3's.
Mm-hmm.
I love that place. Couldn't say better things about it.
What is BW3's?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Very large chain here on the East Coast, maybe on the West Coast.
Great box to buy wings.
Opened in Ballston, right?
Not great, as, big
clearly,
box.
It's not Jimmy's, but Jimmy's isn't there. So
great,
it'll be
big
dumps, right?
Basement where you can go and get like multiple sauces on the same product.
I tell you what, Mike, if you want fried pickles...
Right.
That's your place.
If you want really crowded, where you can't hear or really see well.
Not the one in Gainesville. Not bad.
I like the one in Gainesville.
If you want to dip things in ranch dressing and play trivia with some guy in St. Louis,
absolutely,
that's your place.
I'm that guy. So I go there with Todd, and
it was amazing.
It takes them an hour and 20 minutes to get us our first round of drinks.
Yeah.
Because it was the first week.
Oh, for a drink?
Yeah,
for a drink.
Not cool.
Yeah, I have been, and you are at the mercy in that place more than other places, of the server.
Yes.
A bad server, and you're going to have a long night.
And you have a lot. They got to weed out the good and the bad.
Yeah, they do. Right? And they were all new, and God love them. They're all there. And
gotta
I should
know,
have made
though.
The minimum wage, because Lord knows that's what I make on this show.
Got to know. How was the food, and what did you eat?
The food was, at the end of the day, when we got everything, the food was the same, what you would expect in a snack bar at a big box store.
Really?
That's what it is.
Wow.
With a bunch of their own beer that they brew.
I'm sure
at
they do.
maximum erection inducing profit for them. Okay? Really, America, we're getting what we deserve.
Nothing.
We're getting nothing.
Nothing.
We get the garbage we deserve. Was it palatable?
Oh, I love
yes.
You, Mike.
It was Jesus. All what we want. It was all sweet.
It was Mike's
it was
root
all,
beer.
It was the. We make our own flat root beer.
Flat.
F you. And we're planning on going back. It's the truth. But if I can say one last thing about this place, the kids that were there, this is how I felt about them.
Okay.
Even with all the bad service and them bumping into each other, I felt for those kids because my daughter is a waitress.
Sure.
My other daughter is a waitress. They've all, that's been their line of work in the food service industry. And they're mostly these kids that are out there working their asses
busting
off.
Busting their asses.
And you know what? Hey, management team out there, hey, you douches, instead of your little rollout that you had where you kept the doors closed the other day, I have no idea what that was about. Train your people.
Teach them.
Here, here.
Okay? The Great American Restaurant Chain.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about Sweetwater. I'm talking about Artie's in Fairfax, Virginia.
Mm.
Coastal Flats. There's a, you know, You want to talk about training?
Yes.
When you put somebody on that floor, they already have their S together because they've been so incredibly trained. Yeah. Not the case last night. That does not blame the kids that are working there, making their, you know, some of them maybe their first jobs.
Yeah. Right.
This is the people that supervise
Get
the people.
Get your ass together.
Do it, man. Yeah,
and I'm talking about the other layer, not the people that are the managers that you've thrown into a thresher, but the people that maybe hire the managers and train the managers.
Right. And make your root beer not flat.
The regional no manager.
You like ice in your root beer?
A root beer shouldn't be served with ice, I don't think.
Okay,
I never
you.
Knew
I was just
that.
Checking. I thought of Rob when I got it because like, would Rob would say whether they want ice in that or
it
not?
It should be chilled. If I was running the restaurant, and God knows I would never take that job,
right.
I would serve it in a bottle with a mug chilled.
Ooh,
oh,
boy, that'd be great. That'd be a good
that
idea.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, not to them. And the lettuce wraps were great. The quarter-sized piece of lettuce with four cold shrimp on them. Yummy!
Oh, God.
We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need. There's my review. When I pan you, I pan you.
Mike O'Mara, man about town.
BJ, enjoy it this weekend. We'll be right back.
Bring me down. Your love is too high. Bring me down. Can't none. Bring me down.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Are you a procrastinator? Well,
yes.
Don't be. Not too late, everybody, to jump on the 2014 Bonus Show bandwagon. Order yours now, and you get all the 2014 shows, plus on-demand video access to each show and unlimited access to the entire anthology. That's every TMOS Bonus Show since we started at $69.99. You saved over 25%. Hey, 50 new people that I friended on Facebook. Get our bonus show package, okay?
Yeah, do it.
Go for it. A lot of you told me you did already. Remember, order now. You won't miss a single second of the bonus fun. The 2014 bonus packages, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Mitt Romney.
Hey, good to know that he's still around.
I still have not gotten a chance to watch Oscar's documentary, Mitt. That's, but
I didn't make it.
Well, you love it.
Oscar's documentary.
You know, he says that in his borderline Tea Party wishful thinking way. Yeah. You know, you got to see that. You'll see the
I want to get the far left's reaction.
Okay, all right, very good.
You nailed it.
Far left. So funny. We're both in the middle.
You really are.
But he calls me far left and I call him Tea Party.
Tea Party.
That's funny. Mitt Romney will not run for president in 2016. Romney, who was a Republican candidate in the 2008 election and the 2012 nominee, said it's now time for someone else to lead a campaign.
He doesn't want anything to do with it.
A lot of speculation on Mitt Romney in the last few days, actually. And he got on CNN with Wolf Blitzer and said that yesterday. The former Mass governor also told the Today Show during an interview last month that he had no plans to run for president again. But he did argue that other candidates could defeat former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. So we'll have to wait and see about that.
I think he just doesn't want anything to do with it.
Well, who would?
After two times?
When you watch this doc, you will know why.
Really?
You will sit there and be like, this is the toll. It doesn't matter how much money, by the way, can't buy you sheer emotion. And
right.
It can't buy you grief, and it can't buy you all these things, right?
And money can't prevent you from having to do the sweat equity.
That's right.
I mean, to get out there and press the flesh.
I don't care too much for money, because money can't buy me love.
There are a few shots of him laying on the floor of whatever plane he's on, and not a private plane, right? Just
right.
Like his campaign plane.
Yeah,
but he's just trying to catch some Z's.
Right.
On the floor.
Yeah, because it's that grueling. It's that you have to have a level of ambition that most normal people don't
Hello,
have.
Hello, this is Mitt Romney calling. I just wanted to give you a call to see if
Shut up.
Okay. utility crews were working feverishly to restore power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses in Pennsylvania and surrounding states that were still in the dark, some of them in the Washington area around Baltimore, still people without power. After the ice storm knocked out electricity to more than 1 million customers, the Northeast second winter storm of the week dumped more than a foot of snow in some states yesterday, forcing schools and businesses and government offices to close. Out in Leesburg, back to school today?
Absolutely. Roads were dry, but I got a bad feeling about this one that's coming up on Monday.
Well, what's the latest?
They're not saying anything. But you know what? They say the word that always makes me prick up my ears, nor'easter.
Let me go to the Mike O'Mara Weather Center on my iPhone.
Well, I think this winter especially, I've come to really look at the weather the day before. I know something's coming, but to get a better idea of what's going to happen.
3 days out after that, it's almost useless. They really can't do more than 3 days out. But they can sometimes, they look at the different models.
But the day before, the model, I think, was probably
But they can still screw it up. That's true. They can still screw it up.
All right, I'm going through here.
The ice really came this past week.
Now Saturday is all snow.
What?
Now it says snow shower. They don't know what they're talking about. That's why they say snow shower. The guy that invented snow shower ought to go to that box store.
I think that's a category,
and
isn't it,
Oscar? And eat the lettuce
wraps. Snow shower? Yeah.
Eat the lettuce wraps and wash it down with flat root beer.
Flat root beer and cold shrimp.
The judge deciding what could become of a landmark gay marriage case in Virginia defies easy characterization. You can't pigeonhole this lady. She was appointed a prosecutor, but she's also been a public defender. She was appointed by President Barack Obama, and she also served in the military as a Navy lawyer. U.S. District Judge Arunda Wright Allen, who has been on the bench for less than 3 years, is overseeing the highest profile case of her short judicial career.
So she's like that show Jag?
She was.
Yeah.
Back in the day. If she throws out Virginia's ban on same-sex marriage, the state would be the first in the South to allow gay marriage, though attorneys on both sides say her ruling will be appealed. But it will be very interested. I'll be very interested to see what she does.
I like the fact that she can't be categorized. I think that makes it more fascinating.
I think, we're not getting the latest here. We're recording this show right around noon on Thursday, so there should be something coming down today. If we hear anything before the end of the show, we'll let you know. It was 50 years ago today, almost, that this mop top band began to play in America.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Rob's fave, the Beatles, made their first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show, America's must-see weekly variety show, on Sunday, February 9th, 1964.
Changed everything.
It kicked off Beatlemania.
Mm-hmm.
More than 70 million viewers. That's a staggering number.
Amazing.
For back in 1964.
They say that crime was almost ceasing in New York City during that broadcast. Everyone was watching. There weren't even criminals that weren't watching.
Right.
There were no police reports.
Where'd they go? They were on that Manhattan stage that's now David Letterman's
show. David Letterman's show, right.
So, way to go, Beatles. Guys, now would be a good time to have that talk with your girlfriend or wife about how great it would be to skip Valentine's Day this
year. Pep talk.
Incidentally, bonus hour this week. We'll probably address once again Rob's complete disintegration.
He's got
Valentine's
a bond.
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I might buy a card this year.
Yeah, you might have the pep talk this year because you don't need some commercialized holiday to celebrate your love, do you, Rob?
No, I celebrate it every day. I say, why pigeonhole it to one day?
If you do, it's going to cost you. According to a study, last year the average person spent $131 on Valentine's Day, up from $126 the year before. Men spent almost twice as much as women, an average of $176 to an average of $89.
Wow.
The study also found 32% of people plan on buying flowers this year. There we go, pro flowers.
That's the best place to buy them.
26% will buy candy or chocolates, Sherry's Berries.
Berries.
13% will buy jewelry, Amazon.com. 9% will buy lingerie, Amazon.com. And 6% will buy gift baskets. Do we have a gift basket sponsor?
You know, Pro Flowers sells gift baskets.
Thank you. And the most people probably haven't bought anything yet. Last year, Valentine's Day spending peaked February 13th, the way it will this year, too.
Always.
A mailman in Sacramento, California, named Randy Crone.
Old guy?
At Crone's, they've got the orange wedges dipped in chocolate. The juice jumps right off. Drips right off your chin.
That dark chocolate at Crone's?
Randy Crone just retired at age 60 after working for the post office for about 25 years, and he could not be more thrilled about it. 6 years ago, Randy bought a clock that counts backwards. And he's watched about 2,200 days tick off since then, growing more and more excited each day. Then a few months ago, he came up with a plan to make his last day memorable. When the clock finally hit zero last week, Randy celebrated by doing his final round of deliveries in a tuxedo.
What a jackass. Yeah,
Why is he a jackass?
Because
if I saw my postman coming up to my door in a tuxedo, I'd lock the windows. I wouldn't want anything to do with that.
You wear a tuxedo to talent shows in middle school.
Yeah, you know why? Because that's showbiz, baby. He's a mailman. You know what he needs?
Right.
Blue shorts.
He doesn't want attention.
No.
Here's what Randy told the local news. Lick it.
Randy said, I bet Randy plans to celebrate by going to BJ's Brewhouse.
Yes, there we go. Yay! And now, ladies and gentlemen, a very long something-something
oh,
for
good. You. Oh, good.
Bear with me here, because all this was worth it. I try to edit, but sometimes I just can't. On Saturday, 92-year-old Persis Draper.
You could probably just end there.
Of Oro Valley, Arizona, was driving to a friend's house when she accidentally hit a 43-year-old woman jogging across a crosswalk.
That's why I never jog.
And then she sped off because she had explosive diarrhea.
Oh,
purses.
She pulled into a grocery store, used their bathroom, then decided to drive back to the scene of the accident. Oh, and while she was doing this at the grocery store, she also picked up some dinner rolls.
Well, of course, you know, that'll help bind you.
That's the one I want.
When you talk about bathrooms,
God damn it,
stay away from grocery store bathrooms.
When she got back to the scene, the woman she hit had already been taken to the hospital.
Oh.
So Persis went home. Right after dropping off the dinner rolls at her church for a potluck. She was really, really focused on those dinner rolls.
I love your attention to detail, Mike.
Sweethearts 92. My God. Anyone, somebody who witnessed the accident got her plate number and gave it to the cops. And if the woman was badly hurt, you should do that. That's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And when they went to her home later in the day, she told them that she'd only taken off because of the diarrhea. Quote, "The diarrhea started up again after the accident happened. I was going to stop, but then the diarrhea came, and I didn't stop."
Right.
She's facing several charges, including leaving the scene of an accident, failure to yield to a pedestrian, and more. The woman she hit was treated at a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries.
Good.
Persis went home and made chili. We will take a break. It's the Audio Vault with Rob Spuak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
Welcome back to the show. Whoa. We love Vistaprint, and Vistaprint is doing this for a very short time. And I want to make clear that this is the best offer that they have ever had for us, certainly the one that we've talked about. And this is really something I'd love to see our listeners take advantage of. When I say this is big, I mean it. Listen to this. Up to 50% on Vistaprint site-wide. That's everything. Premium business cards, T-shirts, phone cases, all that. So much more. There's even free shipping on orders over $25. So they've slashed it in half. Now's the time to stock up on essentials. Business cards. Remember that great deal we talked about months ago for business cards? Everybody should have them. Now you can get 250 cards for just $8.
Change back on a 10 spot.
But here's a different code they want you to enter in there. I think this is so big, they know the response they're going to get.
Right.
And they're not measuring this time, so they're basically taking this code, Big Sale, BIGSALE. One word. Put that in the cart when you check out to get this deal. Choose from a variety of designs and personalize everything. So many great items, 50% off site-wide. Don't delay. Stop by Vistaprint.com now, browse their site and their selection, a wide one it is, of customization products, and enter promo code Big Sale. One word.
Big Sale.
Big Sale.
Big Sale.
Put that in your cart and save big. It'll save time and money well spent. There you go. And now let's get the Audio Vault for Mr. Rob Spiewak for Thursday, February 6th. 2014.
You just touched on it, but we didn't really mention it yesterday, that they actually called school in Loudoun County yesterday because of the ice.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
And when that happens, we go through the same drill at my house. 6 a.m. sharp, the phone rings, and it's a recording, and it's, "Hello, this is Loudoun County's public information officer, Wade Byard." Mm-hmm. Loudoun County schools are closed. And it's just drudgery.
It Baird, right? Shouldn't he pronounce his name like
I think
he should,
but it's Byard.
Byard.
And then a lady, a high-pitched voice comes, and she says the same thing in Spanish, which is nice. And I found out doing research, they actually record these before the school year begins, so they just have to plug them in. I prefer what they did at Stevens Elementary when they called school this week, and they didn't pre-record it months in advance. No, they did a fresh one to keep people aware of what's going on. Check out this. How would you like to get this school closing recording?
"We just got a call. Breaking news. School is closed. School is closed. Sorry, parents, for another day. Watch out for frostbiting. Very, very frightening. School is canceled.
School is canceled.
School is canceled.
School is canceled.
Because it's cold. So everyone grab a Snuggie and watch TV, or play the Wii, and maybe read."
And I do believe that's the principal and vice principal.
Oh my God, how great is that?
That's pretty cool. So I like that.
I wish my kid was going to that school.
And if you see the video, we'll put it up on our website.
It's very funny.
It really is. These guys.
Read.
They are educators, but it's just creative.
Oh, that's
fun,
right,
you know?
And you know what? Here's the thing that's great. Everybody loves that, but they make their job more fun, too. Yeah.
Of course.
And that's what you have to do when you're doing that every day.
The kids get more out of it, too,
absolutely,
when you're fun. Now, there is a lady in, I believe, Jackson, Mississippi, I could be wrong on that.
I'm going to Jackson.
Or it could be Louisiana. It's a southern portion of these United States.
Okay.
Her name is Louise Labine. And there was a problem in her neighborhood. As you'd remember those big sirens we used to get the tests on Wednesdays for the air raid siren?
Yeah.
Well, one went off unscheduled, and it really flipped out everyone in the neighborhood. And, you know, of course, people were upset. So they spoke to Louise. She's an older lady, and she gave her reaction to this problem. Okay. It's a horrible, horrifying thing.
We heard a siren blowing, and looked like it stopped a while, then it blew it again. Boo! I got you. I feel like, what's going on here?
Exactly. So tell me, what it was early in the morning, and what did the kids do? What happened?
Well, we was already up, you know. I was fixing their breakfast, getting their breakfast ready. And we heard all that noise. I said, what's going on here?
Yeah, so.
And then, she had to watch Mike Douglas later in the day,
did.
Right?
But just so you, Mike, in case you weren't there, you want to know what the siren sounded like?
Yeah, I'd love to hear
So if you're making breakfast and all of a sudden you hear. You're going to be upset.
I would assume her breakfast is a soft consistency, right?
Maybe oatmeal.
You want to really avoid
I had oatmeal this morning.
Wheatina?
You want to avoid that chewing.
Cream of wheat.
That's a good idea. Thank you.
So the next time you hear this noise, don't flip out. It might not be a problem.
Thank you, Louise.
Now, some things are great because they never change, like the solid interviewing style of Larry King.
Okay. Hey, Larry King twice in one show. That's a good show.
Who actually was talking to Martina McBride on whatever, you know, put a quarter in and watch television network he's on now.
RT. Right?
Yeah, the RT.
Yeah,
and he wanted...
Is that rural television?
No, it's actually the Russian... It's Russian television, but it's the RT. Like, they're CNN.
Oh, my God. Russia?
But the Americans are...
Russia.
You know how they have Al Jazeera USA?
Yeah.
They have this the RT USA.
The RT.
So Larry King was wondering that if Martina McBride she came out in favor of gay marriage and gay rights.
Okay.
And I think Larry was concerned that her fan base wouldn't like that.
The country fan base.
Exactly. Yeah. And he kept asking her if it was a problem. But listen to...
Because that's the way Larry thinks about everything.
Right.
Will this affect your ratings?
So listen to really great, disinterested, not getting the answer he wants, Larry.
You speak out a lot about the gay issue.
His voice, has it always been that low?
He's big out. You speak a lot. I can't do him anymore.
You know what? It's going to set off the alarm.
You speak out a lot about the gay issue. You get a lot of backlash from the conservatives in the country community, which are many.
No, I don't, actually.
So at that point, Larry didn't get the answer he wanted.
That is a direct, very clear answer to a direct question.
Right.
I think that it's just, you know, it's your personal morals and values, and I believe in acceptance.
But the country community has been late to it, hasn't it?
I don't know that you can generalize like that. You know, I think, yes, there are people that are not tolerant and accepting, and then there are people that are, so...
I watched Green Acres. Those people were very accepting. They liked the pig.
Yeah.
They liked the pig on the show.
Did you watch Hee Haw?
Yeah.
Would they tell the joke and the fence would hit him in the ass?
Because I'll never be able to do what you do. Could you just please say this line?
Yeah.
If you could, right?
As Larry?
As Larry. There is no lesbos in Little House on the Prairie.
I don't see any lesbos on Little House on the Prairie.
Larry?
Yeah.
Ralph Emery is straight.
I don't believe so. Sure. How about that little puppet?
Oh, Shotgun Red?
Shotgun Red. Okay. Or was Shotgun Red the red... there's the Red Roof bobblehead.
That's right.
Voiced by John Goodman.
Is he straight?
Sure.
Okay, thanks, Larry. Now, Clay Aiken, we talked about yesterday, he is going to run for Congress, but he has to get past the primary before he's on the ticket. They spoke to the lady that he's trying to replace on our sister station, Mike, WMAL, yesterday.
Okay.
Of course, they interviewed Renee Elmers.
Of course, they did. They took her side. I watched Clay. Anybody see Clay Aiken's interview on CNN?
I thought, you know what? He makes a lot of sense.
I watched the whole thing. Now, I'll tell you, I respect him for doing what he's doing, but you know that this is a showbiz guy. Of them.
Remember Ronald Reagan?
Yeah, there are plenty of them, and it's just...
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
If I'm a handler, great video on his website, incidentally, and I always watch that. It's kind of interesting when somebody goes into politics. But coach him on some of the hardball details.
Yeah.
You got to do that. You got to sound congressional.
You're right. You know? But she said the reason he's doing it is because his records aren't selling anymore.
Apparently his performing career is not going so well, and he's very bored.
But you know, and I also right. I will I'll,
right away.
You lose
I don't
me.
Have to.
You
I
lose
don't care
right away when you say
I,
that.
I don't care yeah. what side of the aisle. Now I'm for Clay Aiken.
Of
kick
course.
Her ass.
Yeah, and we close very briefly. Congratulations on the opening of the Prostitution Museum in Amsterdam.
Amsterdam has opened the first ever museum of prostitution. True story. Yeah. Yeah, it costs $20 to go in through the front and $60 to go in through the rear.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody. Thank you, Rob, for all technical support questions regarding the Mike O'Mara Show. Please contact our man, Matthew Bloom, Ponyboy, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. All correspondence for our show can be sent to TMOS, Box 3, Manassas, Virginia, 20108. And remember, the official TMOS e-voice line is open right now.
When?
Right now. At 800-440-8167 for Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Pony Boy, Mac.
Yay, have a seat.
Hover. And everybody else. So long, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now that the show's over, remember to go to naturebox.com and order great-tasting, healthy snacks at 50% off. Snack smarter in the new year with healthy and delicious treats like French toast granola. Support this podcast and get 50% off your first order. Go to naturebox.com and use promo code TMOS. That's naturebox.com, promo code TMOS.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.